This is chapter 5, Mishnah 1, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Ein Get Acher Get. There is no bull of divorce after bull of divorce. Okay, so the structure of this Mishnah is going to be that two women fall to a man for Yibum or Chalitza, right? And we're going to see that if he does something with one of the women, and then he does something else with the other woman, the second thing is null and void. After he's done the first action, the second action is a null and void action. But the first case is a bit complicated because these two women fall to him for Yibum or Chalitza, and he doesn't do either. What does he do? He gives the woman a get. Okay. Now, according to Torah law, that's nothing. If he gives a woman a get in a Yibum scenario, he hasn't done anything. But the rabbis came along and they instituted that if he gives a woman a get, he's then forced to go afterwards and give her chalitza. We're actually going to see that in the next Mishnah. So he gives the first woman a get, then says the Mishnah, if he gives the second woman a get, the second get is garnished because he's already given the first woman a get. It's as if he's done nothing. It's an absolutely meaningless action. Once he's given the first woman a get, the second action is nothing. Appreciate that. And then, v'lo ma'amer acha ma'amer, if he does ma'amer, if he rabbinically marries the one woman, and then afterwards he goes and rabbinically marries the other woman, the second act of ma'amer is nothing. It's null and void. It says if he's done no action.
Two women fall to the same man.
No, I mean from the same brother.
Yeah, yeah.
He's two wives.
Okay. Two wives fall to him, right? V'lo be'ila acha be'ila. So too, if two women fall to him and he does yibum with the one, right? Then he goes and he has relations with the other woman. So the relations with the other woman is nothing. It's a licentiousness. Right? But he hasn't done yibum with her. The minute he does yibum with the first one, the other one's free. The other one goes free. Cuts ties with both of them. If he does chalitza with the first woman, and then afterwards he goes and does chalitza with the second woman, he's done nothing with the second woman. The minute he does chalitza with the first woman, his ties are broken, and whatever he does with the second woman falls away. Okay, so that's the first opinion. The Chachamim said the rabbis, Yesh get acha get, v'yesh ma'amar acha ma'amar, aval lo acha be'ilo v'lo acha chalitza klum. The rabbis hold that if he does, gives the first woman a get, and then he gives the second woman a get, that is a meaningful act, right? And because the get is a rabbinical thing, it's not a Torah law, so the second bull of divorce is valid, and he'd be forbidden to marry her relatives afterwards. That would be the nafka minna between the two opinions. And so if he does maimer, because it's only a rabbinical thing, he holds the chachamim hold that the second maimer is also valid, and he would have to give her a bill of divorce. Okay, interesting case. So, but obviously if he does yibum or chalitza with the first woman, he doesn't do anything with the second woman. So in the Torah law cases, the chachamim agree, but in the rabbinical cases, they hold that if you do a second action, there is consequences to that second action.